Greetings, this is the Great One himself, here with an Anarchy Moment. Cynical Libertarian Society, CYNLIBSSC.com. And by the way, you can send email feedback to me at God, that's dog spelled backwards, God, G-O-D, at CYNLIBSSC.com. Now, I might have told this story before on Stating the Obvious, the flagship podcast of the Cynical Libertarian Society. But I'm not sure I did, and I want to tell it again because I think this is a very illustrative story. It's an important story. It's a story about how liberal Democrats are racist, which is not a surprise. I mean, most statists are racist. You can't really be a statist, whether it's left-wing statist or a right-wing statist, without being racist. But liberal Democrats are racist, and they're not even smart enough to know that they're racist. I've always said one of the reasons I get along slightly better with right-wing statists than left-wing statists is that right-wing statists have a level of intellectual honesty. For example, you will never get a liberal Democrat to admit that they believe black people are inferior to white people. Now, they do because they don't think black people can get jobs without white people. They think black people need laws to protect them. You know, yada, 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 so forth and so on. And we'll illustrate this in just a second. Whereas the hardcore right-wing Fred Phelps type people will just tell you straight up, God hates fags, and God's gonna kill them fags, and I hate fags because God told me to hate fags, and if I caught me a fag, I'd kill the fag because I hate fags because God told me to hate fags because it says so right there in the Bible. And no, I can't actually point to you where it says in the Bible, God hates fags, those three words in that order, but I know it's in there because my preacher man told me so. And so while the right-wing statist are really fucked up in the head, just like the left-wing statist, at least they're honest about it. That's what I appreciate about them. I'm off topic already. Years ago, we had this thing over in Loveland, Colorado, at the museum there. There was this exhibit, it was some art, and it was something about the Virgin Mary or something. I don't even remember exactly what it was. But anyhow, there was a bunch of religious people outside protesting it because it was offensive to them. So I'm over there, and this other guy that I had just met over there, we're over there, and he goes over and he starts talking to these people, and he says to one of them, have you actually seen the art that you're out here protesting against? And the person says, no, I haven't. And he says, well then, why are you protesting it? And the person said, because the leadership of my church told me I should protest it. And he says, do you think it's, and yeah, I'm paraphrasing from memory. But he says something like, do you think it's right for you to be doing this without having actually seen it yourself? And the church member essentially said that it was his belief that the leadership of the church at times should make decisions for the congregation and the people in the congregation should obey those decisions. Now, of course, this is exactly the same thing that left-wing statists believe. They believe the government should decide, can you own a gun or not? The government should decide how much does an abortion cost and who pays for it. The government should decide what sort of racial quotas. But the thing is, the people on the left will never just come right out and say this. Whereas people on the right, to a large degree, I'm conflating the right with religion and the religion with right, because they're not completely inseparable, but when you get far enough to right-wing statism, they're pretty well meshed. But, I mean, they will happily come out and tell you, yes, the church tells me what to think, and I think it's best for the church to tell me what to think. And while that's really fucked up, it's refreshing to have that level of honesty, because you cannot get that level of honesty from a left-wing statist. Case in point. Hanging out, having beers with some friends of mine, and this good friend of mine who is also a liberal Democrat, she says that, this was a while ago, again, I'm paraphrasing, I don't even remember how we got there, we're talking about Obama getting elected being black, and she said something about how it took this long for a black person to get elected because up until now, nobody would vote for a black person for president. Now, this sounds, on the surface, like it's a condemnation of Republicans. But let's stop and think about this for a second. Obama is a Democrat. Now, let's say that 50 years, well, let's do it this way. 50 years ago, she's saying, say 50 years ago, a black man could not have been elected president because nobody would vote for a black person. If 50 years ago, the Democrats would have run a black man for president, the only people who would not vote for him because he was black that would matter would be people who vote Democrat. Because everybody who didn't vote for Obama in this election didn't vote for a black man. Okay? The Democrats at any point in their history, even like back in the days right after the war between the states, when they were advocating, you know, black people still being slaves and opposing the freeing of the slaves and all that other stuff, which is what the Democrats did. I mean, they arose, well, the Ku Klux Klan arose from the Democrat Party. Yada, 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 history lesson. The Democrats at any point in their career, in their existence of their political party, could have run a black person for president. So if she's saying that 50 years ago, if the Democrats ran a black man for president, he wouldn't get elected because nobody would vote for him, well, she can only be talking about Democrats would not vote for him. Because people who vote Republican aren't going to vote for the Democrat candidate, no matter what. So it doesn't matter who they would vote for. People who don't vote aren't going to vote, so it doesn't matter who they vote for. If you are the Democrat Party, and you want to run a black man for president, but you're afraid that because people are racist, they're not going to vote for him, the only people you can possibly be talking about whom are too racist to vote for a black man are the people who are going to vote Democrat. I mean, I'm not sure I can explain it any simpler than this. If all of you Democrats out there are so non-racist and open and tolerant and diverse, why did it take you this long to vote for a black person? Well, partially, there's a lot of reasons. We won't go into that. But mostly it's because you're racist. You're just too stupid to know you're racist, or you're too much of a coward to admit that you're racist.